Our most common internet transfer protocols could use an update. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Hala El-Arag, professor of computer science at Stetson University, explains why wireless connections are throwing a wrench into the mix.
Transmission Control Protocol, or TCP, is the most commonly used transport protocol on the internet. Since it was conceived in the 70s, it has been tuned to perform well in networks composed of wired links and stationary hosts. However, it was not designed with wireless links and mobile hosts in mind. When data is lost, TCP assumes that it is due to congestion, the most probable cause for a problem in wired networks. However, on wireless mobile networks, data losses are mostly unrelated to congestion. Nonetheless, these losses trigger congestion control procedures that result in a severe degradation in performance. In our research, we propose two protocols to solve this problem. One we call TCP Fuzzy, as it uses a fuzzy inference system to classify packet loss as due to congestion or wireless problems. The other, network-coded TCP, or NCTCP, sends data that represent a linear combination of packets. We were able to receive data in an orderless fashion, then decode it using an efficient technique. Our simulations show that both TCP Fuzzy and NCTCP dramatically improve the overall performance in wireless networks without hurting the performance on wired networks. We also demonstrate that both proposals are TCP-friendly and maintain the fairness property essential for the health of the internet.
That was Hala El-Arag of Stetson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.